Welcome to our podcast on Comeback Code. Here we're gonna talk about how to reset your frequency when life tunes you out. So we have Omar to tune you back into your life. Omar is from Morocco and he's living in Australia for a pretty long time. Now the listeners must be wondering why Omar for the first podcast. A collaboration with someone like Omar who blends music, motivation and energy can really resonate with people who are going through difficult times. Now, this podcast has been staged into three segments. The first one is mindset shift. So here we're gonna talk about how you define resilience, how you uplift yourself on a daily basis, and how to stay positive. In the second segment, we're gonna talk about from setback to setup, where we're gonna discuss how a failure can help you to achieve your goals in a long run, how you can turn your pain and loss into art, energy, or even power. And the third one is the bigger picture, where we talk about success and how it keeps changing over time and what's the purpose. Then the last one is just a rapid fire motivation question towards Omar. So without further lagging or introduction, I'm just passing to Omar to have a introduction. Omar, can you take over from here?
Of course. First of all, thank you, Sanju, for the beautiful introduction. I'm very honored and pleased to be doing this podcast with you today. I think it will be a really good opportunity to just share ideas and share certain perspectives, and hopefully it will help and educate whoever is listening to us today. My name is Omar. I was born in Australia, specifically in Sydney. I moved to Morocco when I was 7 years old and I stayed there for 13 years and I've just moved back about 8 years ago. So I think it's beautiful that I got to live in both countries because now I get to speak four different languages and I get to have experienced two different sides of the world that are completely different from each other, and you gain a lot of experience and world knowledge and perspective that you wouldn't usually get from just living in one country. Especially when it's not very similar to each other. I do a lot of things. My full-time job currently is being an assistant manager at a restaurant, but my passion and what I'm doing is being a DJ. And I've been doing that at home for, 10 years. And then I started doing it in clubs and outwardly for the last 3 years. My stage name is Afro Trance. I've also modeled and I've done several things in my life. So yeah, I get to share my passions and my perspectives today, and I'm very excited to do that with you today.
So we do have around 5 segments in this podcast. So let me get into the first segment, which is called the mindset shift. So Omar, tell us, can you take us back to a time in your life when you hit rock bottom? What helped you to push through?
I think you will hit rock bottom several times in your life. Actually, you will hit rock bottom a lot of times in your life. I think it's a natural part of life. I think it's a natural part of being human, and going through the trials and tribulations is what builds our character. Specifically hitting rock bottom, I'd say, man, it happened to me several times. A previous breakup with someone who I thought we would end up together for the rest of our lives. I was going to get into medical sciences, which was my initial passion. So my initial passion was studying medical sciences. I was the brilliant kid at school, but I just never applied myself. Backstory, I was diagnosed with ADHD in 2020, but previous to that, obviously, you just go through life without knowing, and you just live thinking that everyone goes around and lives by the same rules and the same brain chemistry and the same everything. I guess growing up is understanding that that's not the case. So specifically, yeah, with medical sciences, I got all the marks that I needed, but I failed physics. And that meant that I couldn't actually study medical sciences in Morocco. And that was a big blow to me. That was rock bottom. That was rock bottom for me at that point when I was 17, 18 years old. When you're studying for, 12 years, to get to year 12 and to actually go into the next chapter, you're still young. You don't know what life holds out for you. You don't know the possibilities that you actually have. And at that time, social media and TikTok and Instagram, they weren't very prominent at that time. Like, it wasn't like you do this cool thing and then you get seen on TikTok and then you go viral and your life changes. There was none of that at that point. And so, you know, at that point I was really lost and I didn't know what to do with my life. And what helped me push through is that I believed in myself. I believed that I had a goal. I believed that I had what it takes to get there. And I really did. I came to Australia. Obviously, I used the fact that I was a citizen here and that I was born here. And I came here to study, but it wasn't so easy, actually. When I got here, none of my qualifications got accepted. My Year 12 wasn't accepted over here because I didn't study in English in Morocco. And also, they don't have, what do you call them? They don't have contracts with students from Morocco in Australia in the same way that they would have it with Chinese students or Indian students or British students. The ones that usually study in the English language and have a high volume of students being transported to Australia to actually study here, and then they actually get to benefit both countries. We don't have that relationship between Morocco and Australia. And so I had to go and do a bridging course, and it was supposed to be a year long, but I got really good marks. And so I got accelerated to 6 months, and then I didn't get straight into medical sciences. I got into human sciences, and I had to study for a year, and I had to get distinctions and credits in all of the units that I studied, which I eventually did. And then I started to study medical sciences, and then I got to a stage where now I can sit here and I can say that I got my Bachelor of Medical Sciences. But obviously that's a long-winded journey and you go through a lot. But the key thing is just to remember to believe in yourself and to believe in your passions, because you chose them for a reason. And if your why is strong, you will always find a way to get to do the thing, even if it seems hard when you start. And usually starting is the hardest part of it all. Once you start and you fail a couple of times, you learn how to build things. And I think that's what I did. And I think that's a pretty good example of how I pushed through once. And I'm sure there is a lot of examples in my life on how to push through. And I'm sure the listeners have those too.
Awesome. I think this is a pretty good example of the mindset shift segment. The shift from your medical journey to the DJs, that's something quite impressive to understand. So my next question would be somewhat related to it. So what does music play in healing or uplifting your soul? Like, do you use it as a therapy, or do you more like see it as your passion to live your rest of your life?
I think it's a bit of both. I think words don't encapsulate what music represents to me personally. Obviously, I'm really passionate about music, and I think I feel it on a different level to most people. And that's normal. When you're really passionate about something, you tend to feel it and understand it a lot more than most people would. And only people that actually share the same passion would understand how that feels. To me, I can't go on a day without listening to music, specifically like house music, Afro house, Afro tech, which are just subgenres of the music that I listen to. And I think it helped me a lot in my life to just heal and go through, you know, you go through a lot of stresses in life and you go through a lot of things that test your will, your patience, your mental strength, your what you're made of. I think music helps me reset and calm down and heal from difficult things that eventually helps me to push through and go on with my life. I think a lot of people share that in the sense of you listen to music and it makes you feel a certain way and it helps you heal and it helps you lift your frequency. And it does the same thing for me. I'm just very lucky to be able to DJ as well. And I'm very lucky that my job actually involves playing music, and that it's priceless to me. And that's the best answer I can give.
That's impressive. I do understand, like, you stay, try to be positive throughout the time period, whatever, irrespective of what happens in your life. So you also mentioned like the up uplift of all the social media, where you see a lot of stay positive or stay motive posts and things. And so what's the difference between staying positive and being a toxic positivity? So how do you stay real yet optimistic on what your goals are or what you're facing or what you're going through?
I think my philosophy in life is not to be positive. I don't have a positive mindset. And I don't have a negative mindset. I just have a very realistic mindset. And I think about situations in a very realistic perspective. I obviously do not let myself fall and go into a negative spiral for very long. I don't let myself get into a positive mindset too long, because obviously that gets to a stage where it's toxic. So being a happy medium is usually the best way to go about it. As in everything in life, there is a balance on how you need to go about things. And obviously your mental capacity is really important, in the sense of you have to upkeep it in the same way that you upkeep your body so that it helps you in old age. You have to upkeep your brain so that it stays with you for the rest of your life. And without your brain and without your energy and without your mental presence, you wouldn't be able to go through the tribulations and trials of life. So to be very simple, like I said, it comes down to just being realistic, understanding who you are as a person, what you're capable of. And if you're very confident in that, which comes with life experiences, which comes with building skills, which comes with having certain assets, whether that would be physical or mental. When you have those things, you start to understand what you're capable of, and you can objectively, rather than subjectively, understand what you can do in each situation. And so whatever life hits you with, you'll be able to come back and address it in an appropriate manner without compromising your mindset.
Got it. So we spoke about being resilient, being uplifting your soul, and staying positive in this segment 2. Now we're going to jump into segment 3, where we are talking about more or like handling the setback. So I just named it like from setback to setup. So Omar, I want to ask you, like, you have seen people dance to your beats, but how do you keep your own rhythm when life hits hard? How do you handle the setback? How you come back?
I think it comes down to having a mentality of a winner. I don't like losing. I really don't like losing. And therefore, when you don't like losing, you automatically like to win. And so you do everything you can to achieve a win. And obviously, as long as you try everything you can to achieve the win, if you fail, that it's not a problem, because you just come back and you try again the next day, the next time, whatever it is. But it's really important that you know in your soul, in your heart of hearts, that you have tried your absolute best in the situation. And if it so happened that you failed, then at least you've tried your absolute best. And you can sleep at night knowing that you have tried, because there is nothing worse than going to bed at night, rethinking about the situation, and knowing that you haven't actually tried your best, knowing that you haven't actually applied yourself. Because the biggest risk in life is to never actually take a risk. And taking a risk is really important, because the failures usually end up teaching you something, in the same way that victories do. But I can tell you, sitting here today, that I have learned a lot more, I mean a lot more, from my losses than I learned from my wins. And that's what helps you come back stronger, better, and more capable. And that's what builds with your life experience as well, and understanding what should be done at what time, when, how. That's how you come up with your own answer. But obviously each person is different capabilities. We're all good at something and we suck at something else. And it's really important that you just try and get really great at the things that you're good at, and try to be better at the things that you're bad at. That's usually how I would answer that question.
So what I understood is something like, you kind of turn your pain or loss into art. And for the people, I think there are many people need help in that case. They are not able to come up as when they're going through a loss or pain in their life. So what advice would you give to someone who is facing rejection or failure in their life right now, where people can't see waking up tomorrow?
I think that everyone, or most people, notice a rejection is normal in life. It's how you react to it that is most important. Resilience comes down to how quickly you can come back into a base level of emotion after you have faced a setback. That's how I would define resiliency. And so it's really important to understand that you're going to get rejected in life. You're going to apply for jobs and you're going to get rejected or not even answered to. You're going to try and, go out with a lady and she's going to reject you. You're going to try and do things and you're going to fail. And that's okay. It's really important to understand that it's okay to fail. What's not okay is not to try. Because like I said beforehand, the biggest risk you can take in your life is to not take a risk. You will never grow that way. And it's really sad that many people face that on a daily basis. But that's what builds character. And if you want a strong character, if you want to become someone worthy in life, you need to go through rejections and failures. I think to sum it up, I'd say that anything that's worthwhile in your life, anything that's worth chasing, is never going to be easy. It's always going to be hard. It's always going to be complicated. It's always going to be difficult to attain. But that's what makes it beautiful. That's what makes the journey interesting. Because it's not about getting to the mountaintop. Yeah, it's fun. But actually, like, going through climbing the mountain with the people around you is the most fun part. And at least that would be for me. So if you want to have a life that's worth something to you, then you should be okay with failing. And you should be okay with trying again. And potentially failing again. And trying again. And failing again. Until eventually you get to a level of success. A success that means something to you.
That's pretty impressive to see. Of course, my next question was like, what does success mean to you? But you already covered it. So I'm going to jump into the next segment, which is the bigger picture, where we talk about what it feels like to be successful. And a question to you would be something like, why do you think the people give up on their dreams? And how can they get back into their alignment with their purpose? Can you touch upon your life where you had a bigger dreams and you just lost somehow and you get back into alignment? Is that a friend circle which helps you? Is that an internal motivation which helps you? Or the pain or loss which you have mentioned before, what really changed you to get back into your alignment?
I think to answer that question, one, I have a really great, and I mean great, support system in terms of my friends, my family. I have a great family. I have great friends that, you know, it's priceless to have a support system that actually is with you through the highs when you are in the high, but with you in the lows when it's really low, where people or other people would have given up on you. But it's really important to understand that even for me, I have given up many times. And we talk about music specifically. I tried to produce music, but I was never good at it. The reason why I wanted to produce my own music is because to be a worldwide DJ, you can't just play other people's tracks. You don't get opportunities to play to big festivals. You don't get opportunities to headline clubs. You don't get opportunities to play the actual gigs that I am ambitious about playing. And therefore, making music is mandatory. It's essential. You can't be David Guetta if you don't make Titanium and you don't make When Love Takes Over and other songs that David Guetta has produced. So my frustration came from the fact that I have all these great ideas about how I want my music to sound like, but it never actually sounded the way that I wanted to sound. And I never knew what the answer was. I got to a creative block on how do I get this song that I'm trying to make now sound better than this crap, for a lack of better word. Eventually, you just get frustrated and you give up. And you're like, you know what? I don't have it in me. I'm going to go and do something else. And a couple of months go by and then you remember that, hey man, if we keep doing what we're doing, we're never going to get to the level that we want to get to. And, you know, DJing in parties is cool and DJing in clubs at not prime time slots is cool, but it's not where I want to be. And it's really important to understand where you want to be and what your vision is, where you want to see yourself. And every time I've given up on making music, you know, every couple of months, I'll get to a stage where I'm like, no. I remember why I wanted to make my own music. But then something clicked, something that was like, okay, I could be working, obviously, part-time jobs and full-time jobs all I want, but where I want to be is different to where I am now. And to escape the rat race, to escape the matrix, to escape the shackles of society that you go through day by day, needing to have a job, needing to build a family, needing to be someone that's worthwhile to yourself. I think that it ignited something within me where I was like, I can be so much more. I can achieve so much more. I'm capable of so much more. And I can hear creative gaps. I can hear music in my head that no one else has made that I think would be really cool to put out there. And now it's just about learning the skill of, I need to learn how to translate what's in my head into this computer, into this program, into this instrument. And if it's just a matter about knowing how to do it, then I'm okay with failing. I'm okay with it not sounding great in the beginning. I'm okay with trying, so long as I keep trying enough times that eventually it sounds good. And I feel like every creative that's ever tried to do anything creative in their life, they didn't just stumble upon their hits or their masterpieces. They had to put in long hours that nobody has saw behind the background. And eventually we only get to see the hits. We only get to hear the 3 minutes that they have made that made them famous. We only get to see the reel that someone has made on TikTok that seems really cool and it's a hit and everyone loves it. But behind that, there has been a lot of work that nobody has seen. And if you feel like you're putting in a lot of work that nobody has seen, then I think that's normal. I think it's normal. So long as you're going somewhere with life, so long as you have a vision in life on where you want to be, eventually people are going to see the hit. Eventually people are going to see the masterpiece. But you have to keep at it. You have to keep on trying. You have to keep on improving and you have to keep on learning. And it's just about learning at the end of the day. And I think that every day that goes by, we have to learn something.
That's a good piece of information out there. So I heard like a great personalities, like they try to talk to themselves rather than talking to peers about what they have been gone through. Or Omar, do you do self-talk?
All the time. I think.
So can you share how you talk to yourself when things doesn't go in your way?
Things don't go my way all the time. Like, I want to do so many things, but I don't obviously have enough time for it. And that's not an excuse. It's just a matter of fact. We have 24 hours a day and you're going to sleep some, you're going to work some, you're going to work on your passion in some, you're going to do some chores in some, you're going to work on other passions, you're going to go and get some exercise. You don't have enough time in the day to do everything. And it's really hard to wake up every day and do things, because most of the time we don't have time to reset. We don't have time to just take a breath. We don't have time to just chill, because it's go, 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 especially in big cities like Sydney and Melbourne and other places. Wherever it's a big industrial city, it relies on speed of production, of speed of how you do things and how fast and efficiently you can do them. But that requires a lot of brain power and that requires a lot of energy. And so when I do start to feel drained, it's just a matter of reminding myself and going, hey, Omar, instead of being like, I need to do this, I just say, I want to do this. It's just a mental shift of taking it from this is a duty or this is a thing that I have to do, to, no, I want to do this. I want to get up and go to work. I want to make music. I want to go and exercise, because I genuinely want those things. It's just that it will be nice to have some time to chill, but we don't have that luxury most of the time. And so to motivate myself, to keep myself going, I just say to myself, hey, Omar, I know you want to do this. Just get up and do it. I know you want to make music. I know you want to become famous. I know you want to become a worthwhile DJ. Get up and do the thing that you're supposed to do, because I know you want to do it. And when you talk to yourself in a way that you understand, then, and you understand what gets you going, because every person has different triggers and every person has different things that get them motivated. Everyone has their own journey and their own story. So long as you understand what gets you going, you can tailor something to you that gets you to do the thing that you want to do, to get up and have energy, to stay motivated. I don't wake up every day having energy. Most of the days I have no energy, actually. But I get re-energized doing the things that I love. And I think you should, if you haven't already, then you should find things that you really love doing. And if you are not currently, then at least you're building something in the background that will help you make money from the things that you love instead of the things that you don't love. That's how I talk to myself.
That's good to know. So we're going to jump into the segment 5, where we talk about rapid fire questions. I would try to rephrase it like a rapid fire motivation. So Omar, what is the one quote you live by?
Words are silver, silence is golden.
Words are silver and silence is golden. All right, what does that mean?
I think that a lot of people try to say what they're going to do, what they're going to achieve to other people instead of to themselves. And it usually gives you a certain dopamine kick to talk about the things that you love. And it makes you feel like you've achieved something. Just talking about, I want to do this. Oh, I want to do that. Oh, I want to like. And it's okay to share your passions. But at the end of the day, I think if you stay silent, then you don't have that dopamine kick of talking about it. And then you actually have to work to have some results, to have something that you have done, to show to yourself before showing to other people that you have actually done this thing. Think actions speak louder than words most of the time. 95% of the time to 99% of the time, actions speak louder than words. I think if you prove it to yourself rather than saying it to others, then yeah.
Right. So what would be your favorite song that instantly helps you to lift your mood?
That one is easy. It came out, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. It's called The Rapture Part 3, and it's by Black Coffee and me. Not me as in me, the artist. Like, there is an actual artist that goes by the name and me. And that song is the most beautiful thing I've ever heard personally. It just gets me to another space. 7 minutes long. If you have 7 minutes in your life, which I'm sure you do, take the time to listen to it.
I'm gonna link the song in the description of this podcast, so you can take your 7 minutes of your life and listen to it. Now, one piece of advice that you would give to your younger self, what could have been changed?
I think I've spoken about giving up several times with my music production when I thought that it didn't sound as good as I wanted it to sound. What I would say to my younger self is, man, just keep doing it. Just keep trying, because eventually it will go from it doesn't sound good, eventually it will sound good. And understanding that compound interest eventually generates success. Doing the small things in life, day in and day out, consistently, is what gets you to success. I think I was more concerned about how it sounded then. I think the word for it is instant gratification. I was looking for instant gratification. I was looking for the dopamine hit of, this sounds great already. Look at me, I'm a genius. But it doesn't work that way. You have to put in the work to get to that level. And so that's what I would have said to my younger self. That would have actually changed something. Is if I kept producing music after I started, I don't know, 8, 9 years ago, I'd definitely be a worldwide touring DJ by now. I just know that for a fact. But it's never too late. And you can always pick up on your passions, and you can always start again, and you can always try again today. Trying again today is better than trying again tomorrow. Trying yesterday is better than trying again today. But then you can't just try one time or two times or three times. You have to keep trying consistently. Consistency is key at the end of the day. So you just have to keep trying, and eventually it will work out. In the same way that in my life, every time I've achieved anything that's worthwhile, I had to work hard for it. I had to try a lot. I had to fail a lot. But eventually, I got good at the thing. And it's just about giving it time and being consistent and putting in your 10,000 hours of doing the same thing to eventually become a master at it. I'd say become a master of your own craft. Become the best at it, or at least aim to be the best at it, because everything else comes after that. The fame, the success, the money, the influence, the power, it all comes when you become a master at your craft. Because there's nobody else better than you at what you do. And you can wear that with a badge of honor. So I'd say, but before all of that, just try to be the best version of yourself today. And try to be better than you are today, tomorrow. And incrementally try and become better at being you every day. And treat yourself as your best friend. Be there for yourself when you fall, and be there for yourself when you are having success. And be there for yourself every day, and eventually you'll see some results.
That's a great piece of advice. So to the listeners out there, so it's been like 40 minutes with Omar out here, and you know why I choose him as our first guest in our podcast. Because as a friend, he influenced me a lot, and I hope he influenced you as well right now. And it's been a great journey understanding the up and down, the bigger strength, the bigger goals, being there for yourself, and yeah, never give up. There will be a point of your life where you just feel like to give up. When you go through breakups, when you're looking for a new job, or you know, things are unexpected in life, and that makes the life what it is. So have a good start. If you want to build an app right now, just go into Hadoop computer, do some prompts on AI, just try to build it irrespective of how it looks like or irrespective of how people respond to your app. Because take one small step, and as Omar said, try to be consistent. That's the only key. Try to develop, if you want to be a creator, try to develop the videos every day, irrespective of how many people see that. So this is gonna eventually makes you take you somewhere where you want to be, and you know, eventually take you to follow your passion. So it's been a great talk with Omar, and I will be linking his DJ music link in the description box. You can have a look into it and uplift yourself by listening to his music. And yeah, probably in the future you will be listening to him, or you will be in his concert. Who knows? Right, Omar?
Yes.
Awesome. And thank you for listening to us. And we will catch you with the next podcast next week. Bye.